The early followers of Jesus had a difficult choice to make: worship the Roman emperor or pay the price. Those who refused to bow down were persecuted. Many were killed. With no end in sight, followers of Jesus started wondering if God would ever come through for them. So God sent a vision to a prophet named John. In the first part of his vision, John shared specific words of warning and encouragement with seven churches. In the next part, John talks about how he was taken up to heaven, to the very throne room of God. There, John watches a wild display as God brings judgment against his enemies and protects those who belong to him. John uses a lot of strange images to describe what's happening. Many of them are hard to understand. But through it all, the message is this: Jesus will win in the end. Until then, he wants us to hang in there and stay true to him, no matter what the cost.
After this, I looked, and there in front of me was a door standing open in heaven. I heard the voice I had heard before. It sounded like a trumpet. The voice said, "Come up here. I will show you what must happen after this." At once the Holy Spirit took complete control of me. There in front of me was a throne in heaven with someone sitting on it. 24 other thrones surrounded that throne. 24 elders were sitting on them. The elders were dressed in white. They had gold crowns on their heads. In the inner circle around the throne were four living creatures. Each creature was covered all over with eyes. Day and night they never stop saying, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God who rules over all." Then I saw a scroll in the right hand of the one sitting on the throne. The scroll had writing on both sides. It was sealed with seven seals. I saw a mighty angel calling out in a loud voice, "Who is worthy to break the seals and open the scroll?" I cried and cried because no one was found who was worthy to open the scroll or look inside. Then one of the elders said to me, "Do not cry. The Lion of the tribe of Judah has won the battle. He is able to break the seven seals and open the scroll." Then I saw a lamb that looked as if he had been put to death. The lamb came and took the scroll from the right hand of the one sitting on the throne. Then the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down in front of the lamb. Here is the new song they sang: "You are worthy to take the scroll and break open its seals. You are worthy because you were put to death. With your blood you bought people for God. They come from every tribe, language, people, and nation. You have made them members of a royal family. You have made them priests to serve our God. They will rule on the earth." Then I looked and heard the voice of millions and millions of angels. In a loud voice they sang, "The Lamb who was put to death is worthy." All creatures in heaven, on earth, under the earth, and on the sea, and all that is in them were singing. I watched as the Lamb broke open the first of the seven seals. There in front of me was a white horse. Its rider held a bow in his hands. He was given a crown. He rode out like a hero on his way to victory. The Lamb broke open the second seal. Another horse came out. It was flaming red. Its rider was given power to take peace from the earth and to make people kill each other. The Lamb broke open the third seal. I looked, and there in front of me was a black horse. Its rider was holding a pair of scales in his hand. Next, I heard what sounded like a voice coming from among the four living creatures. It said, "A quart of wheat for a day's pay, and three quarts of barley for a day's pay. But don't spoil the olive oil and the wine." The Lamb broke open the fourth seal. I looked, and there in front of me was a pale horse. Its rider's name was Death. Following close behind him was Hell. They were given power to kill people with the sword, hunger, and sickness. He broke open the fifth seal. I saw souls under the altar. They were the souls of people who were killed because of God's word and their faithful witness. They cried out in a loud voice, "How long, Lord and King, holy and true? How long will you wait to judge those who live on the earth? How long will it be until you pay them back for killing us?" Then each of them was given a white robe. "Wait a little longer," they were told. I watched as he broke open the sixth seal. There was a powerful earthquake. The stars in the sky fell to earth. Everyone hid in caves and among the rocks of the mountains. They called out to the mountains and rocks, "Fall on us! Hide us from the anger of the Lamb!" After this, I saw four angels. They were standing at the four corners of the earth. I saw another angel coming up from the east. He had the seal of the living God. Then I heard how many people were sealed. There were 144,000 from all the tribes of Israel. After this, I looked, and there in front of me was a huge crowd of people. They stood in front of the throne and in front of the Lamb. There were so many that no one could count them. They came from every nation, tribe, people, and language. They were wearing white robes. In their hands they were holding palm branches. They cried out in a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God, who sits on the throne. Salvation also belongs to the Lamb." Then one of the elders spoke to me, "Who are these people dressed in white robes?" I answered, "Sir, you know." He said, "They are the ones who have come out of the time of terrible suffering. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. He will lead them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." The Lamb opened the seventh seal. Then there was silence in heaven for about half an hour. I saw the seven angels who stand in front of God. Seven trumpets were given to them. The first angel blew his trumpet. Hail and fire mixed with blood were thrown down on the earth. The second angel blew his trumpet. Something that looked like a huge mountain on fire was thrown into the sea. The third angel blew his trumpet. Then a great star fell from the sky. The fourth angel blew his trumpet. Then a third of the sun was struck. A third of the moon was struck. A third of the stars were struck. The fifth angel blew his trumpet. Then I saw a star that had fallen from the sky to the earth. The star was given the key to the tunnel leading down into the abyss. When the star opened the abyss, smoke rose up from it like the smoke from a huge furnace. Out of the smoke came locusts. They settled down on the earth. They were told not to harm the grass of the earth or any plant or tree. They were supposed to harm only the people who didn't have God's seal on their foreheads. In those days, people will look for a way to die, but won't find it. They will want to die, but death will escape them. The sixth angel blew his trumpet. Then I heard a voice coming from the corners of the golden altar that stands in front of God. It said, "Set the four angels free who are held at the great river Euphrates." The four angels had been ready for this very hour and day and month and year. They were set free to kill a third of all people. The people who were not killed by these plagues still did not turn away from what they had been doing. They kept worshiping statues of gods made out of gold, silver, bronze, stone, and wood, which can't see or hear or walk. The seventh angel blew his trumpet. There were loud voices in heaven. They said, "The kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ. He will rule forever and ever." A great and miraculous sign appeared in heaven. It was a woman wearing the sun like clothes. The moon was under her feet. On her head she wore a crown of 12 stars. She was pregnant. She cried out in pain because she was about to have a baby. Then another sign appeared in heaven. It was a huge red dragon. The dragon stood in front of the woman who was about to have a baby. He wanted to eat her child the moment it was born. She gave birth to a son. he will rule all the nations with an iron rod. Her child was taken up to God and to his throne. The woman was given the two wings of a great eagle, so that she could fly away. She could fly to the place prepared for her in the desert. There she would be taken care of for 3.5 years. The dragon was very angry with the woman. He went off to make war against the rest of her children. They obey God's commands and hold firmly to what Jesus has said. The dragon stood on the seashore. I saw a beast coming out of the sea. He had 10 horns and 7 heads. The dragon gave the beast his power, his throne, and great authority. One of the beast's heads seemed to have had a deadly wound, but the wound had been healed. The whole world was amazed and followed the beast. Then I saw another beast. This one came out of the earth. He made the earth and all who live on it worship the first beast. He ordered them to set up a statue to honor the first beast. He was allowed to kill all who refused to worship the statue. He also forced everyone to receive a mark on the right hand or on the forehead. They could not buy or sell anything unless they had the mark. The mark is the name of the beast. I looked, and there in front of me was the Lamb. He was standing on Mount Zion. With him were 144,000 people. Written on their foreheads were his name and his father's name. God's people need to be very patient. They are the ones who obey God's commands. They remain faithful to Jesus. Then I heard a voice from heaven. Write this, it said. Blessed are the dead who die as believers in the Lord from now on. Yes, says the Holy Spirit, they will rest from their labor. What they have done will not be forgotten. I saw in heaven another great and miraculous sign. 7 angels were about to bring the 7 last plagues. The plagues would complete God's anger. After this, I looked, and the temple was opened in heaven. Then one of the 4 living creatures gave 7 golden bowls to the 7 angels. The bowls were filled with the anger of God, who lives forever and ever. Then I heard a loud voice from the temple speaking to the 7 angels. Go, it said, pour out the 7 bowls of God's anger on the earth.